the artist has an obligation to include all means to show the temperature of how it is to live as a human today. We cannot exclude the technology because that's too late. It's much too late.
Is there such a thing as Nordic music? Can music really sound like the place it's from, even if the place we talk about might encompass everything from sleek cities to intensely dramatic landscapes, apparently teetering on the edge of the world? 12 composers from 7 countries are nominated for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. I'm Andrew Meller, I'm a music journalist, and together on this podcast, we're going to delve into all 12 pieces of music and meet the people who made them. Hello, this is Andrew in Copenhagen.
Hello, this is Knut.
Today, we're heading to Bergen to get to know Knut Varg, a composer who it's difficult not to associate with Norway's picturesque second city. Knut is nominated for his immersive work Hybrid Spektakel, the culmination of a long collaboration with other Bergen musicians and scientists. Hi Knut, it's good to talk to you. Where are you right now?
I'm in Bergen, my hometown where I live and work. Just now I'm at home and it's a bike distance to my office where I normally work in an artistic community, you can say.
And do you have a nice view from where you live?
Yes, we see the valley, that is the Bergen Valley, and a little bit of the fjord. So it's quite open and we see some of the mountains.
You describe what sounds like the most beautiful view, Knut. And we think of Bergen as being this old, wooden, traditional, analog town. And here we are talking about a piece of music which is all about technology and maybe the interaction between analog and digital worlds. Does Bergen have a sound, would you say?
Yeah, it's close to nature. And then it's also close to the experimental art. So I think that is a common thing with many Nordic places. Also, for instance, Iceland, that you have very close nature combined with a modern attitude.
And this is at the heart of your piece, which really is about the relationship between man and technology. So the obvious question is, do you subscribe to the idea that technology has made us worse at communicating with each other?
I think this is very difficult to judge in our own time. We don't know the future. We don't know what is going to happen. We can see what is now and what was before, but we cannot see the future. But people who know much about these matters, they are afraid. And I join their fear. But I want to be into the life and into what's happening and not be very conservative about technology. I mean, the artist has an obligation to include all means to show the temperature of how it is to live as a human today. We cannot exclude the technology because that's too late. It's much too late.
Knut started his working life as a carpenter, but he's been making music in Norway for over 40 years, initially in the field of jazz and later in what we'd best summarise as notated classical music. Hybrid Spektakel, which is nominated for the 2022 Nordic Council Music Prize, is an hour-long piece that blurs the boundaries between ways of writing music and ways of experiencing it. It unfolds like an installation, but is played live, a sort of mosaic of electronically produced sounds and sounds played in the moment by musicians to imitate or extend the sound of electronics. All that sits underneath a laser and video show that amplifies what we see with imagery derived from it. The prize committee concluded that Knut's work creates a dystopian melancholy and maintains a firm grip throughout. The relationship between man and technology is illuminated and the expression invites reflection. I was taken with the boldness of this whole concept. Knut's willingness to look deeply into a subject that he freely admits arouses fear in him, yes, but also to start technically from scratch. The music we hear in Hybrid Spektakel is made using techniques that took years of research and that the musicians of the BIT20 ensemble in Bergen had to learn. From all this, Knut has fashioned a piece that carries a feeling of community music making with it, and a tight-knit one at that. Perhaps something of the old Bergen after all.
Yeah, this Hybrid Spektakel sum up 3 years' work on a research project I had together with a bunch of researchers in an artistic researcher group based in the Grieg Academy. For 3 years, we had a research project together. We made 9 pieces, or I composed them. They have a range between free improvisation and something we call comprovisation, to compose and improvise and to share, to be a composer and to be a musician, to have this dialogue exchange. And some of the pieces was purely composed music from my hand, and some was free, absolutely free improvised stuff. For this piece, Hybrid Spectacle, I used freely all the material that I've been collected for these 3 years and made a composition out of it to sum up all this work, and also expand the research to include the conductor, the way of making the visual, the electronics, all the instruments, all the musicians were invited into this research project. So it was a lot of background work before actually start composing. Before being a contemporary composer, I was also very interested in jazz music and was very active as a jazz musician when I was very young, before even knowing that contemporary music existed. It was the contemporary music was for me a late blossom, and I'm very happy for that. So I have this tradition of making music together in band and working together. I'm very busy with creating situation for dialogue. And then I have to open up, I have to invite people in, and I have to, it's a very deep need in my personality to obtain a dialogue.
Can I ask, what is a transducer and how does it work?
Transducer is an old-fashioned object, in fact, because it's not very modern technology. It's a small loudspeaker that you can put on every material to make it vibrate. And then you can send sound into it. I use it from one instrument to another instrument, or in different ways. I send sounds from the ensemble into the timpani that is treated by the conductor. And I send the cello sound into a drum or into a piano frame, crossing the room. And I have a special technician who take care of routing these sounds. It's usable to make any object sound by put sound into a small speaker, and then you can get a table to sound or anything. So it's a fantastic small and almost not normally used, but they tried to do it commercial, but it didn't function so well. So now it's more a strange object.
Knut, you said earlier that you're drawn to dangerous places and to challenging thoughts. So where will this process lead you next?
I don't want to be dogmatic, so I want to keep open for the future, and I'm very connected to the musical life. So I like to work each project from a new start, from a fresh start. So that's what I'm working in now is piece for symphony orchestra that is sort of one of the flutists in this ensemble, and Inglayan, and she is going to perform it with Bergen Philharmonics. And that is only a mic. It's very little electronics. It's only a microphone. It's the same attitude, in fact, to work in dialogue with other people, to be connected. I want to be connected to society, to musician, to music life, to everything. And that's why I'm so happy when I have this opportunity to share. That's my life, and that will be my future as long as I can do this work.
We look forward to hearing that new piece. And Knut, thanks very much indeed for talking to us today. Great to talk.
It was very pleasant to speak to you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Knut Varg. And Knut's work, Hybrid Spectacle, which was first performed at Borealis Festival in Bergen in 2020, may well have you thinking about mankind's relationship with technology. Or perhaps you'll just lose yourself in the music, an hour-long tapestry of absorbing, contrasting sounds that somehow draws you in. Well, Knut is just one of 12 nominees for 2022's Nordic Council Music Prize. You can listen to all 12 talk about their music on this series. Just head to wherever you found this episode. You can also read about the nominated work at norden.org. I'm Andrew Meller, and this podcast was produced for the Nordic Council by Niels Bjørn and Ines Gack at Immersive Stories. Thanks for listening.